This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How can we impact your day? As something goes through my mind all the time, setting up and thinking about the discussions we have here on the TJV show. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. If you don't mind, we will be inspiring. I hope you don't mind that. I'm sure that people listening, somebody, somewhere, is going to be inspired by something that we take apart. Because in this life, there's always somebody to take things apart and then put them back together again. I think we do that, if I do say so myself, pretty well here, without it being painful. Well, most of the time. Anyway, most of the time it's not painful. All right, so Jen, the latest poll looking at the supposed results, or at least where things are now, heading into the week before that Super Tuesday vote in, what are there, 14 states? How many states vote on Super Tuesday?
I think 14, but all the people who live in, districts basically, citizens overseas, it's a big number of people that will vote on Tuesday. And so the polling matters, and of course the momentum matters. The reason that you hear Bloomberg's camp saying, look, we're just a couple of days away from Bernie being unstoppable, which is what his messaging has been, is because people tend to vote with the candidate they think is going to win. And so the more momentum Bernie Sanders picks up, the harder it's going to be for someone else to try to stop him. And this poll that is coming out about South Carolina is proof that he is really on fire. But just to set the stage, Bernie Sanders has never done well. He's never pulled well in South Carolina. He doesn't pull well with black Americans. He just doesn't. He pulls well with Latinos. He pulls well, in most cases, with young people. And he does well. He does pretty well with women even. But the kryptonite for him has always been black Americans. And Joe Biden has always done well. And so in South Carolina, Joe Biden was ahead in the polls by, I think, 20 points at one point. Tom Steyer was actually in second place because he threw a ton of money into the state of South Carolina. Well, now Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are actually pulling neck and neck in South Carolina just days before not only their election, but before Super Tuesday. Biden has the support now of 27% of likely Democrat primary voters in South Carolina, according to an NBC News poll. Sanders follows him with 23%, and I can't tell you guys how significant that is. He may have been just over double digits a few weeks ago. He was like at 10 or 11%. Now he's up to 23%. The difference between the two candidates actually falls within the poll's margin of error, which is pretty high. It's 6 percentage points. Tom Steyer is now finding himself in third. He's been knocked out by Bernie Sanders. He's got 15%. And then everyone else kind of is in the single digits. Pete's at 9%, Elizabeth Warren at 8%, and Amy Klobuchar at 5%. And again, it's significant because the majority of Democrats in South Carolina are African American, and that's tested well for voters, if voters can appeal to black candidates. So that's why these early races, these early locations.
Where's Bloomberg in that list?
He's not on the ballot in South Carolina.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry about that. Excuse me.
So what's interesting is that Bloomberg has taken some, or at the time had taken some, of Joe Biden's African-American support. But we don't really know how that's going with all of the stuff that came out about stop and frisk and with last week's debate. So we'll have to see some new polling to see if that kind of hunked into some of his support with black voters. But Biden is still pulling the highest with black voters. He gets 35%. Bernie Sanders gets about 20%. But this is really just indicative of where the party and the race is going.
Is why the fact they have these foolish, they are foolish, these caucuses where three people get together and the attention that they get, it's just not right. There should be why should one candidate who comes out of two or three almost inconsequential races get all of the starch? That's where it comes from. That's where people want to vote for a winner. And so they say, Bernie, he's won over there. Let's vote for him over here. It's just not right. I guess to the point where people who are beyond Super Tuesday have no real influence in who gets the party's nomination. It's damnable, and it's not American. It's time for it to end. The primary needs to be on the same day, first Tuesday of September. That's it. You're done after that. Forget about it.
Who or sets the first that, Tuesday those rules? Like, who's in charge of the state? Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Who's in charge? Well, why should
my
the state
voters
choose?
Went out. We had to actually vote and move California from June to Super Tuesday.
Well, but the point is,
how did you guys get Super Tuesday? Because we're in June, in June 2nd in New Jersey.
That's exactly what California was. But there was a ballot measure that someone actually worked through the system, put it on the ballot, saying that they'd like to move the primary date up into March. So because before California is such a huge amount of delegates, we had no influence at all on national politics, obviously.
Yeah. Right.
But that also disinterests people. If there's already a candidate, if there's already a candidate in place, then people tend to not turn out and vote for some of the down ballot stuff. So that hurts everybody.
It's really, it's time that in the Electoral College hit the road so that everybody has a say. And this is how these parties control the situation. That's all it is. It's party politics. And they've become way too powerful, way too influential. Way too much in control of what you do with your vote and your thoughts, way beyond where it ought to be. So, all right, Jennifer, thanks for that update. Updates on the coronavirus now. A number of people, a focus actually here is on why so many people who are Asians get this and die as opposed to other races. And the answer to that, according to Chinese scientists, is that this particular virus attaches itself onto lung receptors that are 5 times more sensitive in Asian males. White people essentially immune because apparently there is some kind of an inhibitor against the virus in our DNA. And so that's why this is doubly difficult. Mostly East Asians actually are dying and catching this. This is a study led by Dr. Chen of Sochu University, and the paper was called Ethnic Differences in Susceptibilities to Flu, and then it takes into account different types of flus. And they note that from an evolutionary perspective, there's every reason to expect that there will be ethnic or race differences in the susceptibility of different pathogens. Races or ethnic groups are breeding populations that are long separated by geography. Not anymore, but because genetics are already established, we're talking back tens of thousands of years. Many infectious diseases jumped the species barrier from animals to humans because of close contact with animals in agriculture. I thought that was pretty interesting to look at it that way. So anyway, they go back to and study the Spanish flu in 1918, where 70 times more more deadly to natives in Canada and the USA, as opposed to people who were in Asia, which, it's kind of like the opposite of what we're doing right now, because that particular bacteria, that bug, got to whatever our weaknesses were in our DNA and our immune system. So this is interesting to see how this shakes out. Going back to SARS, 13% of those who got it in Singapore died. Singapore, basically, obviously, an Asian country. There was a reference to a Wikipedia report. Many Chinese believe that the SARS virus could be a biological weapon manufactured by the U.S. to get rid of the Chinese. So we see how that went. Yeah, are we capable of doing that? I suppose we're all these countries that have high scientific focus are capable of doing that sort of thing. But what do you think, ladies? It's a susceptibility that comes in our DNA. It's part of what builds us. So this particular virus that they were messing around with in one way or another over there, they found their own undoing in a manner of speaking. Huh. It's pretty compelling.
Could be a possibility. I was sneezing because of the coronavirus.
Bless you. God bless you. So those who would worry about getting it, you go to Italy, Tom Cruise is filming Mission Impossible, 18 or whatever.
Not anymore.
Remember? So he's now locked up in his hotel room because they're all worried about
crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah. So at any rate, That's a, so now we know at least there's a Mission Impossible 7 underway that'll be out probably in time for Christmas. The most recent podcast here on the DJV program is a focus on the winners and the losers and the debate. Be interesting to see how this all focuses out. George Zimmerman has filed a lawsuit against Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg. That's pretty silly, and that's in our podcast. You want to hear that story in case you didn't hear the story. And also, we were talking about the TikTok app earlier, Victoria, that we deal with. It's, I don't even understand. You can help me better understand what is the TikTok app and why is it getting so much attention. No.
Well, it's a trendy app right now. It's like Vine, you know, where you had 6 seconds or 7 seconds to make a video, and TikTok, it has music, and people just kind of do lots of, I'm sure, Jen, you've seen all of Gronk's TikTok videos. He and his
Big
girlfriend
fan.
Like to dance and,
really?
It's just a silly little thing. A lot of women right now are posting on TikTok to Jennifer Lopez in their bathing suits and stuff, and so it's like a whole female empowerment thing. It's one of a million apps that, like, Musical.ly, which kids don't use as much anymore now, and it's a trend. That's all it is. But because it's the danger with it is the server. It's based in China, and the server is also in China. And so now TikTok has said that they're trying to hire a U.S. CEO. They want to have a base in Washington, D.C. None of this is really welcome, I think, by the U.S. government or by people who have cybersecurity concerns. So we'll see where it goes. But I'm sure by the time they even set up headquarters in Washington, kids are going to be moving on to another app, and it'll be a moot point.
If you've subscribed to our podcasts, then you'll hear the latest on the TikTok. Get them at the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Stitcher, Blog Talk, TalkStream Live, iTunes, all those places. Follow us on social media, too, at facebook.com/DJV Show or on Twitter at DJV Show.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds. On Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really worked, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
A new song from Alanis Morissette, second single from her upcoming album with such pretty forks in the road. It comes out the 1st of May. She originally co-wrote Smiling for the Broadway production Jagged Little Pill, the musical, inspired by her classical 1995 album of the same name. That's what I was trying to figure out. This doesn't sound like a pop tune, but you can hear it, how it fit, might be. It would fit in the Broadway production, yes? Mm-hmm. Are you surprised this is released sort of for popular consumption?
I don't think that this is that different than other Alanis stuff. I don't think any of her stuff was, like, super-duper typical pop
this
music.
This is a little darker, kind of wispier than she used to do, you know?
This might get, like, adult contemporary play. I don't think she's trying to make it on, you know, like, top 40 or anything.
Right.
Yeah. She's had some fun promoting the musical, even disguising herself and busking on the subway with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show lately to commemorate Jagged Little Pill's 25th anniversary. And in support of the new album, she's going to be heading out on tour this summer, followed by Liz Phair and Garbage, an act from the 90s. Who knows about Liz Phair?
Well, they're two different things.
Yeah,
Garbage
is a
band.
Yeah.
Liz Phair is a... Yeah, they were huge in the 90s, so this is going to be like a 90s reunion tour that people will probably go crazy for if you were into that.
Yeah. I don't know. My musical
knowledge
or acumen stops in like an 89 or something. Yeah, no, they don't. Anyway, Alanis Morissette also recently announced a European leg of a tour, kicking off in September in Copenhagen, Denmark. So if you're a fan, there you go. You have been addressed, as it were. And next up, musically, with Jen and Victoria and Tara and Doug and you, focus on country performer Jimmy Allen and pop singer-songwriter Noah Cyrus. They have combined their talents for a new single called This Is Us, which follows Jimmy's top 10 hit, Make Me Want You. You want to listen to this? Make Me Want You? This is us. Nothing to do with a TV show, though, right?
Correct.
Oh, you can imagine somebody hearing that.
She's got a little bit of Miley's voice, too. She's the younger sister, but she's got a little of that raspy thing that Miley has, too.
Yeah. Written by Noah Cyrus with Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard, the track examines a pair of young lovers looking back on their time before they were mature enough to be fully committed to each other. Jimmy Allen released his debut album, Mercury Lane, featuring the chart-topping single Best Shot a couple of years ago. Is that what this is?
No,
this is
us.
Same song.
Yeah, okay, still This Is Us. Jimmy Allen has a handful of headlining shows later. Well, let's see here. He's going to Europe for a couple of country shows, but he's working this week, headline a couple of shows. Noah Cyrus, meanwhile, how old is she, Noah Cyrus?
Early 20s?
Yeah.
Kara would probably know better than me, right?
Yeah, I don't know much about her, but I would say pretty early 20s.
Yeah, okay. She's been steadily releasing stylistically diverse new music, including a song called July with Leon Bridges. How does that sound? Anybody heard it?
I love Leon Bridges. I don't know that song, but I can see their voices probably blending together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So there's an update and an upbeat look into the music, kind of Jimmy Allen, Noah Cyrus, our focus here. 28.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Experts warning that the coronavirus may be approaching pandemic levels as cases outside of mainland China continue to grow. As of Monday, the number of reported cases of that illness surged past 80,000, most of them still in China, the death toll there reaching nearly 2,700. But now the virus has also hit Italy hard. Wall Street's looking to recover its massive losses yesterday as investors are worried about the spread of the coronavirus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell over 1,000 points yesterday, erasing all of its gains for the year. President Trump wrapping up a brief but busy two-day visit to India.
Melania and I have been awed by the majesty of India and the exceptional kindness and generosity of the Indian people.
While there, the president confirmed that a $3 billion arms deal will soon be signed between the two nations. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you're crazy, you've come to the right place.
Hello.
S is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, she's crazy. Victoria Keelan, kind of crazy. Kara Schillen, really crazy. And then, of course, there's me. I have my head on straight. Things are normal. Everything is cool. So it's a good thing I'm here to sort of ride herd on these wild, this wild bunch, if you will. DJV program, I told you it was 34 after the hour, right? Did that already? And
I don't know. Did you? I don't think so.
No? Okay. Well, you know what?
It is.
Now 35 past the hour. Excuse me. All right. So let's see what's going on the border. South of the border, down Mexico way. I'm sure somebody thinks that was an old song. It came out of a movie in World War II, I think, if I'm not mistaken. At any rate, this will update you with what's going on along the border right now. The nation's largest bus company is Greyhound. Has been since pretty much it was founded. Actually, there are a lot of competitors, regional competitors, but Greyhound's got the sort of the focus around the country, still is the largest bus company. So what are they doing? I'm trying to figure this out, ladies. Victoria, you want to start by telling us what they're going to not do anymore?
Yeah, they said that they're not going to allow Border Patrol agents to board the buses if they don't have a warrant. And so apparently the Border Patrol has been doing what they call routine immigration checks on their, so they board the bus and then check everybody's papers or whatever. And so Greyhound has...
Papers, please. That sounds a little Nazi-istic, doesn't it? Papers, please.
It does. It really does, yeah. I actually just, we watched Jojo Rabbit last night, so I'm just, it's, that's,
good
but,
movie.
Yeah, that is very, oh, great movie.
Movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
It's
strange, but fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is strange. Yeah, yeah. It's good. Interesting.
So anyway, so now Greyhound has been, they've been under pressure from the American Civil Liberties Union and immigration rights activists to stop allowing these sweeps on buses within 100 miles of international border or coastline. And so part of the problem is that with this new policy, they are saying that they are going to have stickers on the front of the bus that essentially clearly states that they are not consenting to the searches without a warrant. If there's a warrant, then obviously they're going to comply with that. But in many of the cases, the buses that were being checked were not crossing or even approaching an international border. And that's where the ACLU and immigration rights activists came into
play. Harassing.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And apparently also there are some videotapes or some like cell phone video of passengers being being apprehended on the buses and stuff. So it hasn't been a good look.
There's a camera everywhere, whether you're going into a restaurant, whether you're driving down the street, whether you're at the TSA line at the airport, whether you're talking to a police officer, or whether you're buying a pack of gum at the drugstore, there is a camera everywhere. So I wouldn't be surprised. This would be a good way or a good time to revive the old show Person of Interest that has only been gone for a couple of years. But that was all about, I thought there were fantastic possibilities they could get into even more of the sorts of things that are going on now in everybody's life. Everybody's life. But I think in terms of, as much as I want to see this immigration problem dealt with and fixed, it hasn't really been dealt well. It's been dealt with kind of, but hasn't really been fixed yet. This is a big, big problem, but I don't see how you chase a bus around 100 miles from the border to check who's on the bus. Come on. You got nothing better to do along the border? You're going to go inland 100 miles and chase down a bus? I don't think so. And there are a lot of regional bus companies, by the way. They're having the same, the southern region, Southeast Trails, bus companies like that. I used to be in the bus business, and so I know a lot of these outfits that are down there, a lot of really well-operated family outfits, and they don't want to do this either. But they were waiting. Greyhound sort of took the lead. Now the rest of them will do the same thing. They won't let them on the bus. End of story. As you know, I think it makes people... It's one thing to make the bad guys uncomfortable. That's good. But to make the good guys uncomfortable, not so good. And I think that's kind of what this does. At least that's my read on it. The talk about something that I bet a lot of people haven't thought about. And I, as a radio guy, I was thinking about this. A very close friend of mine runs Bloomberg's radio division. So I was thinking about when you look at the ballot or you think about what you listen to on the air, and I'm sort of surprised somebody hasn't brought this up already. I'm not suggesting it ought to be done. But if you listen to a top news station, many of the top talk stations all around the country, big cities, small cities, the information, the financial information, the reporting is done by Bloomberg's news service. And the out or the tag, without me getting too much into the weeds, will be Joe Blow, Bloomberg News Radio. And people say, Bloomberg, wait a minute, is that? And I don't even know that they realize until maybe now, it's the same guy. It's the same company as how many people do you know whose name is Bloomberg that are, you know, as visible as he is. So for those of you who have heard the reports, the stock market reports, financial reports that usually air at least once an hour, some of the news stations run them twice an hour, it's the same guy, it's the same company. And I'm wondering if some one of these clever galoots that's running is going to say to the FCC, wait a minute, Bloomberg's company is doing all this reporting, his name's on the air all the time, we want equal time. I wonder how they would deal with that, thinking about it. I was, you know me, I think about all kinds of stuff like this, but for those, my first reason for saying it was for those of you who heard reports on your local news talk station, Financial Reports, and you heard it tagged out Jennifer Lawrence, Bloomberg News. It's Bloomberg, who's running for the presidency's company. And again, back to the adjunct of how smart he is. Early on, he bought the strongest AM signal in New York like 30 years ago, the old WNEW-AM, and put his Bloomberg News on that station. And then it spread. He owns a station pretty much in every, or he's licensed. There's usually a Bloomberg News station in every city, in a good-sized city, medium-sized city in the country. And again, it's all about the financial information. He created this single-handedly, and so the people who will take shots at him on stage because he's a billionaire, he was worth about 30 cents when he got out of college. So
yeah, he came from absolute nothing. He's
nothing.
He's been posting videos. He just toured his childhood home, and very sort of typical suburban neighborhood, small house. You know,
yep.
He talks about all the jobs he had to make some money, and you know, just he is the true sort of American dream story.
Right.
But
so.
the interesting thing is. How come no, and maybe just because they didn't see him as a threat, but, you know, there's a second billionaire on the stage, not as wealthy as Bloomberg.
But he doesn't get anywhere. I wondered about that, too. No traction at all.
But, like, no one says, oh, you know, you're buying the election. They only say that about Bloomberg.
Oh, I think they say that to Tom Steyer, but they know that Tom Steyer eventually will get out of the race and probably throw his money into their campaign, which is what Tom Steyer has done in the past. Tom Steyer is very well known. He's like Bloomberg in New York. Same thing, Tom Steyer is known in California because he's run ads all the time about impeachment and was the guy who really funded impeachment for. Why do you think it was led by so many Californians? It's because Tom Steyer was dumping a ton of money behind the candidates that really led the fight to get impeachment cooking.
But it is an interesting question. How does somebody blast that much? He spent hundreds of millions of dollars running ads on radio and television. How come he didn't get any traction and Bloomberg did? Bloomberg is maybe because of what I just said about radio is visible. Who knows?
I think Bloomberg, I think his name recognition was better than Tom Steyer's. I don't think that, I mean, for people knew of Bloomberg and have known of him, and because of he has a brand behind him, I think people recognize it more. They may not know who he is as a candidate, but certainly the name kind of goes, oh, yeah, we've heard of that before. So
right.
I think that does help. I mean, that goes a long way. People vote on brand names.
I think you're right about that, Jennifer. In a moment here on the DJV program, noting some passings. Up next.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, it's 46 after the hour here on the DJV program. We were just having a conversation off the air that needs to be on the air about political spending. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and I were, I was actually just kind of listening, and I said to them, save it for the air.
Save it. That's how he tells us to be quiet. Stop our clucking.
Yeah, save it for, well, because this is good stuff, and I don't want, there's nothing worse than killing the spontaneity of a good conversation, and I don't like that. That's
well, just to reset it, you were saying that about, you were talking about the number of advertisers who was the highest, who's spending the most amount of money, and Bloomberg was spending the second most only to Geico. And I said, you know, I get it from a political perspective, how come people need to spend so much money in these races, but from like the heart of me, just someone who thinks about what's good for the country, it's unfortunate that we've gone this far because there are really good people who can't afford, who think they can't afford to run for the presidency anymore that won't because they think they can't even get in the game.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Victoria. And then you said,
yeah, think about it. The idea of running for political office is overwhelming for most people. Yeah. And like Jen said, there are so many really good and good-hearted people and smart people who maybe have a unique background that they could offer something totally different to the public sector. And yet there's just no viable way to get there.
It kills the American way. So to put it into perspective, the story I was reading in one of the trades, Bloomberg is going to spend probably about $1 billion between now and the election, depending on how he works his way into June or July when they have the first of August maybe convention. At any rate, that ups the ante for everybody else, and most everybody else can't spend that kind of dough. But $6.5 billion expected to be spent on the radio this year during the run-up to the election in November. And $16 billion is expected to be spent now on television as the run-up to the election. I mean, this is obscenity, the amount of money, and it is. It's buying influence. Not that, in this case, you know, do I think it's bad? No, because it's good for my business. It's good for, you know, those of us who are in the advertising business. And let's face it, that's the business that we're in here on the radio. As my daughter so aptly put it when she was in college, when people asked her what her father did for a living, she said, he's filler between commercials. That's it. The bottom line. It's 10 minutes before the hour here on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here from ForbiddenDoctor.com, Anuka board certified. People say, we have been friends, and a lot of people on the air here with me, no matter where it is, what I'm doing, because of five or six different programs that I wrap myself around, and you become too familiar. It's bad radio not to reintroduce you and everybody else who's on with me as you come into different segments. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Dr. E. Jackson Stockwell, Doctor of Chiropractic and GAPS Practitioner. Certified GAPS Practitioner, by the way. Not just an everyday ordinary GAPS Practitioner, which has to do with health in your gut. He's certified.
That means taught by
Dr. He's certifiable. What?
That means taught by Dr. McBride herself, personally.
Okay. She's in charge. She wrote the books.
Yes.
The book has as a cover on it a sign that points to different directions. I remember that from reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it has a road sign on it.
Yep.
With the arrows pointing in
various kinds of diseases associated with problems in the gut. Yes.
Speaking of diseases, we certainly have spent a lot of time discussing the coronavirus on the air in different circumstances. When you're on, when Ken is on, I like to talk about this purely from a health point of view. But there's something that came up, and it has been a focus, and I'd like you to elaborate on why the Chinese are more susceptible, or Asians are more susceptible than Caucasians are, to this particular virus. Because apparently, where white people are susceptible to other kinds of virus, the yellow, if you will, Chinese people are not. Yellow-skinned people.
Well, it depends. You know, after thousands and thousands of years of genetic determination,
Northern Europeans right now, and I'm not talking about the Italians because of what's going on in Italy. I'm not talking about Mediterranean people. I'm talking about Northern Europeans and Asians have a big difference in a makeup of an aspect of the lung. And what happens with coronaviruses, whether it's just the common flu, cold-type virus, SARS, MERS, or the new coronavirus that's in the news constantly, is that that virus binds very quickly to what are known as ACE2 receptors in human cells, especially in the lungs, ACE, adenosine converting enzyme. In other words, angiotensin converting enzyme. It's a part of our hormonal system that controls blood pressure and vasodilation and vasoconstriction. And there's a greater abundance of these receptors in Oriental lung than in Northern European lung. And that's the thing that the virus seems to have an affinity for. Now, regardless of where that virus may have come from or what its origin is, it targets these ACE receptors in the lungs. And the Oriental extraction has a greater density of these receptor sites in their lungs than Northern European people do. So I don't think you're going to see, the UK and Scandinavia and, France, Germany, and the country, Eastern European, Northern, north of that, having the same susceptibility as the Oriental race or even the Mediterranean blood, north or south of the Mediterranean Sea. So that's right. That's something that's just come out of some recent research.
It's interesting because, yes, you point out the Italians are very European. There's nothing Asian about them, and so it is interesting as to whether
they're not
overreacting to it because of a few cases. They only have, 100 cases, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
But they're reacting differently than do our other countries. So something worth following. Very interesting information. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here with the studies, speaking of studies, that have verified that Calitrin is the most effective way to lose weight. When it comes to all natural products, this has got it all over all the others, that even if they claim to be drug and stimulant free, there's a stimulant in there someplace. Not so with Calitrin. Excuse me. And you've heard me talk about this enough. So that really, you hear the commercials from the people who are working in the field at Calitrin tell you the stories of, there are countless stories of people being successful losing the weight and keeping it off. So all I have to do really is underscore the product name, Calitrin. Where you get it, you go to Calitrin.com or you can go to toploss.com. Either goes to the same place. Use the discount code DJV, right? Check the box for DJV. Get discounts on every bottle of $20. 86% success rate. That's all you need to know. Try it out. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. Lose the weight and keep it off with Calitrin at Calitrin.com. Save lots of money. The best deals are using the discount code DJV.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.